Working 9 to 5, Dolly Parton, 95.9. Bob FM playing the 80s, 90s, and whatever on a Wednesday with the good guys. 9:15, and Pam Crane is here with SCK Health Foundation. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Things going all right?
Trying to stay cool.
How you been?
Been doing well, as long as I'm inside.
Yeah. The heat is getting to me a little bit, where I'm like ready to be done with it, right?
Yeah, somebody said that the heat was drying out their flowers. I said, I feel like it's drying out my soul.
Yeah, I feel like it's cooking my brain. You're out
it's
there
a
for a
weary.
While. Well, I made the mistake yesterday of having, I had to be outside quite a bit, and I had a black shirt on. I was like, okay, that was a terrible move.
Yeah.
Should
Gotta
not
stay
have
hydrated.
Thrown that on. Yeah. So, no, you do need
color.
To stay hydrated and all that good stuff. You have Fall on the Lawn coming up now. By then, right, we'll have much milder temps.
That's what we've ordered anyway.
You put your order in early for that.
Yes.
Tell me about Fall on the Lawn and everything you have lined up.
You bet. So this is an annual event. It's a community collaboration that we do. We started it. This will be our fourth year to do Fall on the
Lawn.
Right,
sure.
And it's on the east part of our property, the lawn of the hospital.
Right.
And so we partner up with different entities in the community. And then our big partnership is with Evergy.
Okay.
Idea Tech and the VJ Wilkins Foundation. And by their corporate sponsor or their partnership, we're able to offer the event completely free.
Nice.
There's not any charge. So there will be free hamburgers. There'll be root beer floats, courtesy of Pizza Ranch. This year, we're using...
Root beer floats?
Root beer floats.
I love those.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah. So this year, we're going with the 250th field.
Sure, yeah, celebrating
So it'll be red, white, and blue, and just celebrating our community, celebrating everything about our country, all of the good things.
Yeah,
and so that evening, we'll have live entertainment. We've got Cali College coming out and bringing some of their talent. We have Jess Bowling. He's going to be playing with his band.
He gets a lot of gigs. He worked out here for a little bit. Mm-hmm. He's a gigging fool.
You know what?
Jess
he is
Bowling.
A good guy.
Yeah, he's very good.
One of the good guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And very talented and fun to listen to. So, yeah, it's been cool.
And what's fun is he can adapt to whatever the crowd is.
Right, sure.
Is
yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, we've got that. We'll have a dunk tank. We need to get you on that dunk tank.
Uh-oh.
And just a lot of fun things. Also, that evening, at the end of the evening, there will be a $500 cash giveaway sponsored by Friendly Ford.
So, oh, really? Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll
All right,
be on,
very good.
They'll be on site. Everybody 18 and over will get a ticket. We'll draw a ticket. And whoever you have to be present to win. But whoever's
good
drawn,
folks out there, too.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. Yeah. Sounds like a good one.
It'll be a
and
good one.
And each year, it seems like you kind of... You're trying to evolve and do something a little different and improve on what you did before.
Well, that's the goal of any event. You know, you improve it from the year before and make it bigger and better.
Learn from what didn't work before. Right. That's always the big thing. It's like, okay, what did we do last year we didn't like?
Right.
Let's try doing this.
Self-critiquing is a thing.
Yeah, and editing and all that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, absolutely. So, well, good. So Fall on the Lawn is coming up. Always a fun event. And it should be a good one. We're talking with Pam Crane, by the way, from SCK Health Foundation. What else is going on out there at the hospital?
We found out that on the 31st of August, we're going to have Senator Roger Marshall on site.
Is that right?
For a visit. Mm-hmm. So,
that's a big get.
Yes, we're going to...
is there anything in particular he's looking at, or...
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I know
we're
one of the rural emergency hospitals.
Sure, right,
and
correct.
So I think that he's going to come and take a look.
Kind of touring some of those facilities, seeing how they're doing and all that.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
always good to get those kind of visits from those kind of high-level peoples. Let them know you need to be on the radar and want to be on the radar and continue to do that. So.
Yeah, just have their ear for just a minute.
Yeah, just a second.
Just a
minute. To be able to say, hey, here's what we're doing, and this
is
what
it
costs to make it happen.
If he hears the same thing enough times, it'll resonate.
It'll click.
Yeah.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes it doesn't with those political guys. But, you certainly want to have a chance to talk to him and let him see what's happening and see how the money is actually spent and all that. And you have grant pending, too,
yes,
right? Tell me about that.
We have little under $3 million that's just pending.
Right.
We've got everything.
Kind of been hanging there for a little bit, right?
It has,
trying to get that going.
Okay. Yeah. And so it's at state level. We're waiting for the green light, and everything has to be encumbered by the 31st of October. And so as soon as we get that green light, it's going to be.
Because this was part of the big, beautiful bill,
it
right?
Sure is.
That was distributed to states, and now this is all going through
right.
that. Okay.
Right.
All right. And what do you plan to do with that money?
So we've got a couple of big things. We've got the roof that we're going to be repairing, an overlay. It's not a complete replacement, but it's
right.
more than just patching. We're going to redo the parking lot. We're going to renovate the entrance so it's more clinic friendly than just hospital.
Sure, yeah.
And a lot of new equipment, a lot of repurposing areas back in what used to be our overnight, you know,
right.
yeah. overnight, it's now clinic. So we need to do a little bit of square hole, round peg type
right, remodel
thing.
A little yeah. bit, change yeah. the way it functions.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
So I
always ask too how things are going with the clinic. It has changed the feel there dramatically.
I mean,
the activity there is increased. It just feels like at any moment something is going on
yes,
out there.
Yes, it is. The numbers, we have a morning huddle every morning.
Right.
And the numbers that they are reporting of how many people that we see on a daily basis.
And go through there, yeah.
Is crazy.
Really?
And
nice.
It's good.
Of course, yeah.
You get to a certain point, then it's like too many. You
right,
know?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
That's why it's so important, and I say it over and over again, that we have to have two strong health systems in Cali County
sure.
to keep everybody yeah. to keep everybody served.
That's true. Yeah, people don't think about that, but you know, there are enough people in this county that you need...
Yes.
All you can get.
You have to have everybody healthy and working.
Yeah. And
to serve the whole population.
To bring them along and keep them healthy and keep them going. So, yeah, absolutely. Anything else going on at SCK Health Foundation?
You know, that's keeping us busy.
Is it?
So.
Got a bunch going on.
Yes.
It always seems like you're in the state of doing something. There's always something developing out there.
Well, we're not doing our job if it's not.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
You know, doing the same thing over and over and not having the right... outcomes and expecting that to change, you know,
that's not going to work.
That's not going to work. So we're constantly
looking
for new ways to do things.
If I have questions, maybe I want to make a little donation or a big donation. You'll
yes.
take all donations,
we
right?
will. We
sure SCK
will.
Health Foundation. How do I get a hold of you? What's the best contact info?
So you can call me at the hospital. They'll connect. Or you can get a hold of me on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. Or you can call me direct, 620-441-7923.
That's Pam Crane right there with SCK Health Foundation. Thanks, Pam, for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks
for having
me. You have
a good day. We'll see you. We'll be back, Bob FM.